I was hired by the university to write the milk bulletin. And Noble Clark was the one who got me to do that.
Oh, would you tell me about that a little bit?
Well, this was also a part of the nutrition enthusiasm of the age and attempting to get people to eat rightly. And he wanted a bulletin written that would promote to some extent the use of milk, partly because Wisconsin is a dairy state, and partly for general welfare of the populace. So I spent a number of months in the library reading and writing, and we came out with this milk as a food throughout life.
And when was this?
Well, that was in 1939. This bulletin was written by Margaret House Irwin, it says, under the general supervision of E.B. Hart, Harry Steenbach, and C.A. Elvin. Well, after I had it all completed and written and approved by Noble Clark, we let them read it.
Oh, I see.
And they may have made a small change here and there, but nothing really. So
not really substantial.
I thought I ought to have my name on it in more in a little more recognition, because I felt I had worked hard on this. But no. And that's the first time I felt any discrimination for being a woman, but I did in this. They thought this would not go over if my name was on it. Only. Maybe they were right. Probably were.
But still.
But still. All right. Nowadays, I doubt if they'd do it. I don't know, they might. Well, now this bulletin was revised in and put out in 1954, didn't you say? Mm-hmm. Now they've modified themselves somewhat on this, and they say this is a revision of an early publication by Margaret House Irwin, brought up to date by the author in cooperation with the University of Wisconsin staff members in the departments of biochemistry, dairy, food industry, dairy husbandry, agricultural economics, in the School of Home Economics and the Medical School. Now this again was the same thing, except that we took it to all these different departments for reading. Well, there you are.